想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're going to talk about some science theories that are made known by the film Interstellar.
Yeah, not so much made known. I mean, like these are concepts and ideas that have been around for quite a long time,
right.
even as early as the 1930s and 40s. But really what we see with the movie Interstellar, which I have to admit I have not seen yet, we see just kind of a popularization of those ideas. And not to say that Interstellar is the first one to do so, but due to its popularity, and especially here in the mainland, you know, we thought this would be a good time to talk about some of them. I want to take the time right now to first describe some very fundamental concepts in the world of mathematics and physics that informs much of what we saw in Interstellar. So the first is general relativity. And a simple explanation of general relativity is the idea on large scales, what happens with large bodies and their influence on other things. And so by large bodies, I mean planets, suns, other stars, comets, things like that, large, massive things in space, and how they affect each other, mostly looking at gravity and time.
广义相对论 General Relativity 基本上讲的就是在广大的空间内的一些高密度的天体是怎样互相之间作用而影响我们的。
And then there is quantum physics. And so general relativity, you know, it's attributed to Einstein. So again, the 1930s, 40s, somewhere around there. And then there was quantum physics, which was popularized, especially in the 60s and 70s. So whereas general relativity has everything to do with large, massive bodies, again, planets, stars, things like that, quantum physics has everything to do with small things, things that, you know, we cannot perceive with the naked eye. So quantum physics tries to answer the question, how is it that an atom stays an atom? How does a molecule stay a molecule? Even going further down, how does, you know, a proton stay a proton?
在相对论之后又有了著名的量子理论 quantum physics.
The problem for theoretical physicists, so the people who are doing all the math, trying to figure out how the math works, is that if you try to apply the ideas and the mathematics of general relativity to very small things, everything breaks down. And if you try to apply the mathematics of quantum physics and quantum theory on a larger scale, everything breaks down. And so what theoretical physicists had to do was come up with a completely separate system of math, a completely separate idea of how things work, and they call that string theory. And so string theory, it has not been experimentally proven. However, at this point, it is accepted by a wide number of theoretical physicists and mathematicians as a very elegant way of bringing general relativity and quantum physics together.
由于广义相对论和量子理论在很多地方是不能够同时成立的，于是理论物理学家们又延伸出一个新的学科，那就是弦理论，也就是 string theory.
Right, and so the idea behind string theory is that you have strings of different shapes and sizes vibrating at certain frequencies, and these can be very, very small, smaller than an electron, smaller than the smallest particle we know of. Everything basically is made up of different types of strings vibrating at different frequencies. And so this is where the ideas of brains or membranes and wormholes really start to take shape and actually start to make sense in terms of the mathematics and the actual theory.
弦理论的一个基本观点就是说，自然界的基本单元不是点状粒子，而是很小很小的线状的弦 string， 而弦之间的不同振动就产生出不同的基本粒子。另外，在弦理论里面还有一个 brain, right?
Yeah, brain. So B-R-A-N-E. It's just a shortening of the word membrane. The idea there is that the membrane is actually just a very elongated string that it also has its own vibration. And the idea being, again, this is all theory. None of this has been proven. Is that our universe, in fact, could be either just on one brain, or it could be that we are on many different brains. And so the idea is that somehow if you take one membrane and you fold it around, it should be theoretically possible to create some kind of gateway between those two. And that's really where the idea of a wormhole really starts to make sense. And so people used to think there was this science fiction idea that black holes could somehow be a wormhole. But as far as we know, the physics of that just make no sense. Because a black hole is a star that has collapsed upon itself so quickly because of the way that these forces work, that it just starts to suck in everything else around it. And the thing is, as far as we can tell, if anything was actually sucked into a black hole, there is no way that a human could actually survive.
而弦理论的存在使得平行空间，也就是虫洞的存在产生了可能。以前有人认为黑洞和虫洞也许是一种东西，但其实现在我们知道黑洞是一种超高密度的天体，那么所有的物体在被吸入黑洞之后都没有办法逃脱出来，所以黑洞和虫洞其实是不一样的。
I want to talk about the speed of light and about relativity in that sense, because the whole thing with one of the big discoveries of Albert Einstein in terms of relativity was the speed of light. And so a lot of science fiction looks at faster than light travel, sometimes abbreviated into FTL. The thing is right now, and this is why wormholes and things like that are so attractive, because according to the physics that and our understanding of the universe now, it is virtually impossible to ever actually travel at the speed of light or even faster than the speed of light using what we now have in terms of propulsion technology. Because according to E equals MC squared, as you get closer to the speed of light, the energy required increases in an exponential fashion where it just becomes basically impossible at a certain point to even add on to create more energy and more propulsion.
在科幻题材的电影或小说中经常出现光速旅行甚至超光速旅行，不过很遗憾，以现在人类拥有的推进技术还完全没有达到甚至接近光速的旅行。 And that's all we have for this week's Word of the Week.